hoax, and we had to live with it for 3 years. What kind of a sick, perverted mind does that? And it was the lawyer and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. They made it up. It was a hoax. And now they're doing it again with the January 6th. Okay, they're doing it again. They're doing it again. We went through 3 years of hell battling this fake charge that was only allowed to happen because the media was complicit, as they always are for the Democrats. And it was totally criminal what took place. And I think you'll be seeing a lot of things about it. But this, in other words, it is officially now a hoax. Most of you knew that from the beginning. And you'd see this guy, Shifty Schiff, Adam Shifty Schiff. President Trump is a paid worker for Russia. I said, what the hell do I have to do with Russia? Adam Shifty Schiff. And now he's doing it again. The same guy, the same face, that same watermelon-shaped face.
Oh, I absolutely love that. The former president, he was out there on the stump on Saturday in Perry, Georgia, and he was absolutely amazing. Big crowd too, by the way. Did you see you see all the numbers there? Wow, a ton of folks. Coming up a little bit later on the program, Michael McDonald will join us, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. We're going to talk about Carolyn Goodman, who came out today and said the Republican National Committee has asked about if Las Vegas would like to host the Republican National Convention in 2024. Do you know how big a deal that would be? I mean, we are a community that hosts large-scale conventions, the National Association of Broadcasters and CES and all these different things that we host every year. NFR, all of that. This would dwarf a lot of these other conventions. This would bring literally hundreds of thousands of people to our community for a three-day event that oftentimes runs 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. The people don't want to leave. The people don't want to leave. So we'll talk with him about that. And I know he was instrumental, talking about Michael McDonald, in trying to bring the 2020 convention, and he got shot down by various powerful interests in our community. We'll find out if indeed because they had it was there for the taking. And there were people within our community that simply did not want to give the Republicans that kind of advantage. We'll see now that Carolyn Goodman has endorsed the 2024 convention coming to Las Vegas. If now maybe it's going to be a little bit different. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up on 4:31 as we check out our traffic cams right now, and you are very, very slow as you try to enter the Spaghetti Bowl there on US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. Because there's only two lanes available ahead of that as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl area there, 515 eastbound at Main, only two lanes available. 515 westbound at Eastern, only two lanes available. That bridge work that they're doing is going to be a long project. They'll be there till next year, so keep that in mind. Got a crash US 95 northbound at Charleston. The left lane is blocked there, and do expect some heavy volumes on the 15 as we speak. Northbound at Tropicana, and southbound 15 at Owens.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. It doesn't matter how you win them, just that you do win them. That's what the Raiders are saying. They're now 3-0 after they knock off the Dolphins. 31-28 on a field goal. Derek Carr, 26-43, 386 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. Brian Edwards hauling in 89 yards worth of receptions on three catches. Henry Ruggs, four receptions for 78 yards. Hunter Renfro, five receptions, 77 yards, and a touchdown. So the Raiders get the OT winner, and now they are going to travel to Los Angeles to face off against the Chargers coming up next Monday. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Some people treat investing like a game, but Marcus by Goldman Sachs approaches investing in a smart way with digitally managed portfolios that leverage Goldman Sachs strategies. So, do you want to play games or do you want your money to work smart? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So they're scheduling a vote. Nancy Pelosi has scheduled a vote for Thursday, and at which time they will vote on the human infrastructure bill, the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. And it's almost laughable, except they're trying to fool the American people. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you came up with some numbers out of a think tank in Texas as to exactly what this will cost. Let's go back to that, if we can, because the numbers are staggering. What it's going to cost the American people in jobs, in money, the average family. Let's go back to those numbers real quick.
Okay, the top marginal income tax rates, when you combine everything, federal, state, local taxes, and what about property taxes and things like that, people are paying over 60% to some form of government. That is what they earn. So you're only getting about 40% of what you earn. Capital gains tax rate would be lifted up to 25%. The marginal income tax on some small businesses would be raised to 24%. And again, as we want to remind everybody, not every small business makes over $400,000 a year. And the president said that no one, he's repeated this I don't know how many times, no one making under $400,000 is going to be taxed. Well, that's just not true. And we can sit here and bring these things up. But again, people are like sheeple, and they just go, whatever. It's okay to pay a little more in taxes. They don't take it any deeper than that. But what bothers me, Kevin, is I just saw on TV up there, it said that Biden, who's been in government for 50 years, has probably never run a business in his entire lifetime, and he doesn't realize how cumbersome these policies are, because when you have a fee for this and a tax for that, it's just another name for a tax, and a regulation for that, then people, if you are in business, you have to pass that on to the consumer. And that's why people are moving out of California. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. I tried to talk to a college student earlier today, Kevin, about that, and it's just not, their synapses are not firing on all cylinders, because they just don't hear what's being said. But the reason people are moving out of California is because of a levy on something that somebody does on a regular basis, on a daily basis, and then you have to pay that again. And a good example is an Uber driver. An Uber driver a year and a half ago was paying, let's say, $60 a week in fuel costs, where now they're paying 40% more for gasoline, which means now they're paying $100 a week in fuel costs. That's a 40% increase. Okay, that is because of the policies which are being put in place by those in power. And that's, you try to break it down for these people why they're leaving California. Well, that's easy to understand when you put it on a human being term. Rather.
Well, and that's why I saw a graphic on CNN earlier today where they were trying to portray the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill, and that it actually had a majority of America that favored it. Same way with the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, roads, bridges, broadband, etc. And the fact is they're trying to make this into a thing, and in fact, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they've been holding meetings all afternoon and into the evening on Capitol Hill. They're trying to tell their members, don't worry, the American people favor this stuff. They want this stuff. And therein lies the problem. They're trying to paint this as a, don't worry about your reelection, you'll do fine, because the American people will support you.
Here's another thing. When a family farm is passed on to another generation, remember there was, I think it was 1 year, where the so-called death tax wasn't in effect. I think it was 2010, and it happened to be the year that George Steinbrenner died, and he passed on the New York Yankees to his kids, and they were not subject to the death tax. Now, you contrast that with the Joe Robey family, who owned the Miami Dolphins. When Joe Robey died, he tried to pass that on to his kids, and because of the death tax, the family could not afford to keep the team.
Yeah.
They had to sell. And that's, again, just another example of how tax rates and how people in Washington are influencing. They're stealing money. That's basically the Robey family had their wealth, their future, stolen from them by the government.
And, good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. More to come. We got a lot more to talk about. We'll get to it all. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Michael McDonald will talk about the possibility of the Republican National Convention coming to Las Vegas. It got big support today from the mayor of City of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed. Mr. Sisolak closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. And now, as more facts come out, it looks like much of the economic and emotional damage promoted by our current governor was unnecessary. So can you really trust Mr. Sisolak to protect your gun rights? Remember, this is a guy who made your COVID suffering worse. I don't think he cares about your right to own and bear arms. I'm Fred Simon, a working MD, a medical doctor, living in Douglas County. I will end the extreme and irresponsible policies enforced by reckless politicians. Learn more anytime and please join us at simonforgovnv.com. simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things we promise you, if you agree to sleep in, go to church, go to brunch, whatever, we will watch the Sunday shows for you, so you don't have to miss anything. Nancy Pelosi, for instance, yesterday was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, talking about the Biden bills, and she made a bold prediction: the Biden bills will pass this week, not necessarily Monday, but this week. Here it is.
This is the vision of the president, and he has said that while he wants to pass the infrastructure bill, and we will, he will not confine his vision for the future to just that bill, that it had to be about building back better. And building back better has the support of over 95% of our caucus. So when you say Democrats divide, no, they're overwhelmingly, I've never seen actually over 95% of the caucus just about for anything. There are some who disagree, and I respect that about the size of the package, and so some in the Senate, a couple in the Senate as well, and we have to find our common ground, respectful of each other's views. But this isn't about moderates versus progressives. Overwhelmingly, the entirety of our caucus, except for a few whose judgment I respect, support the vision of Joe Biden, and we will make progress on it this week.
So make progress, not necessarily pass. You said you have support of 95% of Democrats. The problem is you need 98 or 99% to pass the bills. And I know you said the infrastructure bill is going to pass, but the leader of the Progressive Caucus in the House, Jamala Priyapal, is balking. She said on Friday that voting on this bill tomorrow is an arbitrary date, adding that more than 50 members will vote no if you first don't have agreement on the broader social investment bill. So are you confident these progressive members are going to vote yes, even though she says no?
What? Let me just say we're going to pass the bill this week. I promised that we would bring the bill to the floor. That was according to the language that those who wanted this to be brought to the floor tomorrow wrote into the rule. We will bring the bill to the floor tomorrow for consideration. But, you know, I'm never bringing a bill to the floor that doesn't have the votes. And I think any time you put an arbitrary date, well, remember when the Republicans said they were going to overturn the Affordable Care Act on the anniversary of the Affordable Care Act? I knew right then and then they were doomed. You cannot choose the date. You have to go when you have the votes in a reasonable time. And we will.
At 2:30 this afternoon, they had a meeting in the House of the Democrat caucus or conference, whatever you want to call it. And coming out of that meeting, there was not a rosy scenario, as the president tried to point out earlier today. He was very confident, but the problem is that feeling is not shared by members of Nancy Pelosi's own caucus. It's just not. And that's therein lies the problem for Nancy Pelosi. She's got a lot of members that aren't about to vote for the $1.2 trillion bill until they vote on the $3.5 trillion bill. It's just not going to happen. And that's the problem facing Nancy Pelosi. Now, I want to go back to the former president, because I want to make sure I get this in this hour, because we're going to be very busy in our next hour with Michael McDonald. And the former president, this is cut five, his Save America speech in Georgia, and talked about what's at stake in the midterms. Listen to this.
With your help, we're going to take back the House and send Nancy Pelosi back to San Francisco, where she can work very hard to bring back a city which she has helped to very much destroy, just like they're destroying our nation. They're destroying our nation. We're going to fire your ultra-left-wing Senator Ralph Warnock and elect the great Herschel Walker to the United States Senate. And we're going to take back our country from these lunatics. In just 8 months, Joe Biden and the radical Democrats are well on their way to turning America into a third world nation. During the campaign, inflation is skyrocketing. Unemployment is rising at a level that nobody can believe. Main streets are being boarded up. Murders are through the roof. You look at what's happening in these Democrat-run cities. Violent gangs are drugged out. Vagrants are taking over our big cities, our once great cities. Corruption is rampant. The senior ranks of our military have been politicized. Our leaders are issuing unconstitutional executive mandates, and our country is being turned into a migrant camp. It's what we are. Other than that, how are things going?
I love that. That is vintage Trump, and it was amazing stuff. Saturday night, Perry, Georgia. They had a big crowd. Thousands and thousands of people were on hand for that. It was an absolutely amazing speech, and he touched all the bases. He touched all the bases. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Monday, brand new week, brand new challenges. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
I'm Mark Shear with the Las Vegas Raiders. I just want to say what a pleasure it's been to not only serve on the board of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, but to be a member. This chamber does a fantastic job of making sure our voice is heard in Carson City, our voice is heard locally. There's no quicker way to get plugged into the pipeline of Las Vegas than joining the chamber here. If you're a small business looking to add a 401k, health benefits, or need help coming out of COVID-19, give a call to the Las Vegas Chamber. They can help.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things I love about living in this town is that we've now got a National Football League team. I think that's incredibly cool. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas, that brings us to Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. And you got a classic NFC East matchup tonight. America's team. Are they still America's team, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody loves the Cowboys. Well, not everybody loves them, but everybody at least admits that they're still America's team.
And they got the Eagles.
Yeah, like you say, I mean, it's typically over the course of time, these are the top two teams in the NFC East, outside of a couple of years with Eli Manning over there with the Giants. But tonight, I'm going to be looking at can the Cowboys get their running game going? Ezekiel Elliott, a couple of years ago, was considered to be the top running back in the National Football League, and it's a no-brainer. If you got a guy that's going to run for 110 yards a game, you just turn around and you hand the ball to him, rather than try to throw and risk an interception or anything like that. So we're going to be looking at that for the Cowboys, and I think with the Eagles, you got the same thing. You've got a running quarterback in Jalen Hurts. And is he going to be